something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. And I was just that was the first time I think I've actually spoken along with my own intro. I was just kind of bopping and dancing. And I was like, yeah, I want to see differently and hear more and learn new and all that good stuff. And how about you guys? Is that what you're up to today? And you're thinking, yes, I'm going to tune in so I can hear all those things. Well, today I do not have an actual guest. But what I am calling my guest is I'm going to be reading a chapter to you guys today. And I'm actually going to be not reading it just from start to finish. We're going to be discussing it and chatting about it. And I'm really excited to share this chapter with you. It's I wrote this chapter, so I guess I'm my own guest today. And this chapter is called Barefoot Balance, Getting a Grip on What Serves You. And I have the great pleasure of being published in this book, which is What's Balance Got to Do with It? And I really, really was excited to say yes to this, being a part of this book, because I do love Heather Andrews. Heather Andrews is the one who published this and she pulls it together. And, you know, I just love anthologies. And I invited you guys on the live, the Facebook Live earlier. And to those of you who do not know and would like to join the Facebook Lives, I do the lives at 11, which is an hour before we go live on the show here. So 11 a.m. Eastern time on the Mondays that I do have the show. And an announcement to make you guys is that you might be tuning in weekly. However, moving forward just for the summer, we're going to bump that down to the first and third Monday, same time, same channel. but we're also, this is exciting too, we are going to be focusing on highlighting, spotlighting all the co-authors in What's Balance Got to Do with It for the month of July and August. So four shows in total, because we've got two in July, two in August, and we're going to squeeze in however many I can get in there for the authors, because balance, that's what balance. We need to, you know, everybody's like finding their new balance. And what that means, I guess, right now, not even talking about my chapter, is so you don't fall over. You know, things are knocking us over and we're getting back up and we've got to get a grip on some things. And it's a great time to look around in our lives and go, what really has served me that I still totally want? Or what was serving me before? What was helping me out and finding useful that I haven't been doing? And I can't believe I'm going to admit this right on air. And it was a shock to me to even realize this, but I do work from my home. I have the pleasure of doing that. And so it wasn't new to me, but my goodness, I was slacking. I was slacking on my working out and that really served me. And now I need to recalibrate and find my balance again and get some strengthening this body back up again. It's been sitting in the chair too long and getting mushy. And so who's here thinking, yeah, there are some things that really served me. And I'm not just talking about strengthening your body or things like that, but really, really fed your soul, really spoke to your heart. And that's, it's so funny how we can become completely oblivious to the things that we had found had such great beauty or that offered us that peaceful moment or laughter or something maybe made us feel good. And we just kind of haven't been looking at it. We haven't been looking at it. So that balance has been a little thrown off. Yeah, it's been thrown off. You know, the chapter, when I said yes to writing this chapter, I didn't know, actually, I guess that was why I wanted to write it. I didn't know what balance meant to me at the time, and I was looking forward to exploring it. So I'm going to ask that question to you guys. What does balance mean to you? And where do you find it? Do you create it? How do you get it? What do you do? How do you feel and think where it can come back for you? Do you often hear yourself saying, like, gosh, I just feel out of balance? Or do you recognize it quite easily? Are you paying attention to that? It's something that we can actually just start doing. You just start putting in at the end of the day, you think, all right, was today a day that I felt like I was in balance for me? Doesn't have to be for somebody else. I mean, my life is basically never in balance for anybody else, but I often, for me, here's a cat story, have to do my cat shares, is I do spend a considerable amount of time with the cats because, well, they're family and I enjoy them and they have their needs. And I can tell Lucy, definitely, Lucy's the one who lets me know more, that she'll come in and she'll meow at me and like scream at me, like I need attention. And I can tell that I have my balance was thrown in how much I was on the computer or just not paying attention to her. She actually even knows when I have my phone in my hand. She does not like it. She knows when I'm not being present. And that's something that I believe is a part of balance, is being present in what you do choose to do. So if you've chosen to do something, if you've chosen to have a conversation with somebody, if you've chosen to listen to a podcast or a show, if you've chosen to write in your journal or make dinner or, you know, if you've chosen an activity, then really be present in that. And I believe that really expresses itself as balance. And so for me, as I wanted to use this chapter, balance really starts for me with my posture. And not because I think, I want to be balanced. It really because I use my posture as an indicator, as a visual point that I could look at myself and say, whoa, that was terrible. But not that I'm trying to catch myself, but my goodness, I can go into some slouch modes and head, jutting forward as I'm on the phone or working or doing something or just tired, sometimes I'll say the word crumpled up. It really says a lot. And I know for myself, and I thought, yeah, when I'm out of balance, my posture isn't proper. And then I get all those feelings in my body. My body will let me know, like my sciatica, I'm going to change that. Sciatica will flare up, or feet might be a little bit, this or that, or fingers for me. So I always kind of like pulled, sore tension in your shoulders. So where in your body do you feel? Can you feel that you've been off balance? You've not been very centered in that just really effortlessly being and present. So as I share that, I'm gonna actually go through. I'm gonna read the chapter, and as I read the chapter, I'll be pausing and talking about things and we'll be discussing it. But really, my hope is that by the end of today's show, you have a fun experience listening to my story. but also can start looking at your own life as to where you could use these things. I have to tell you, I'm going to be sharing how to do the stacking stance. Now, the stacking stance is really super fun, and you'll want to know how to do it, and so you can do it yourself, and it is just honestly a way to change your everyday living. Like literally the stacking stance, it's just magically changed my life. You'll find out why, but here I'm going to begin this. So here we go. Barefoot balance by me. Getting a grip on what serves you. An hour long drive in Toronto traffic, very tricky parking, and all the anticipation of taking the first step towards transforming my entire life in this very session. And my first lesson was on standing. Okay, this could not be right. I knew how to stand. Or did I? Well, I won't keep you in suspense. I did not know how to stand, at least not in a way that gave me power, that felt effortless, that actually brought me comfort and ease. So this is my pause to discuss. Like, how cool is that, guys? Literally, I learned this way. And think about that. You can learn a way that you can stand that actually brings you comfort and ease. I honestly, if you would have told me that before all this happened, I was like, that's nuts. There's no way. Like standing, yeah, it's work. You got to stand. But it so wasn't. So I'll continue right here. Remember when you were a little kid and you had to be somewhere with your parents or doing something at school and you had to stand for way longer than you wanted. And your body just started to fail you. You'd start crumpling up and get cranky and ornery and tired. Like, this is work, right? It's tired. Well, when I learned how to stand in this magical way, I discovered that now I had the power to make all of those uncomfortable physical and emotional feelings disappear. From that day forward, I knew how to generate stability, steadiness, and balance in all areas of my life. I compensated and adjusted when external factors threw me off. And then I got all of this from relearning how to stand. Like, that is so, I can't wait to share the story, because it really, and I want the key word here for you guys to hear this, generate. You can generate stability. You will literally generate it from within. Okay. So this little section is called Posture as a Window into the Self. Posture was something my mom was always on us girls for. I thank her now for all the, and I do mean all, those times she poked us or sharply said, sit up. But boy, oh boy, it was hard work. Perfect posture gives you a better appearance. Mm-hmm. It is better for your physical health, absolutely, and improves your breathing. But to achieve and hold that noble stance, there are muscles that need to be strengthened, poor habits that need to be dropped, and an alignment that needs to happen. So think of those three things, guys. Three things. Muscles that need to be strengthened. Like, you've got muscles that probably haven't been woken up or held in a certain thing, like, for a long time. So be gentle on yourself when you start doing this, because you're realigning, just as it says, right? You know, some poor habits need to be dropped. I love those three things. So strengthen those muscles, drop some bad habits, and align. Give yourself some time to do that aligning. I'm always amazed by the power of standing tall, the strength that comes from being in a beautiful upright position. I'm also acutely aware of the loss of power, the decreased energy, and the negative shifts in my own emotional balance when I slouch. That is so, like, as soon as you're slouched, you can feel like it's, you're like telling the world and yourself that you are not in a powerful position. So slouching is a side effect. I want to repeat that. Slouching is a side effect, a symptom, a telltale sign of your well-being and vibration. Think about a time when you were excited, you heard happy news, or you were on your way to a highly anticipated destination. Can you remember how tall and strong you were standing or even sitting? You felt so tall that you could just reach up and touch the stars and your body would show it. Now imagine receiving bad news, a radio announcement of unexpected heavy traffic on your way home, the cancellation of an event, a lottery ticket you thought was a winner, but isn't. What is it that immediately happens? You drop, right? You slouch. You lose the energy that you had to hold yourself up. Well, let's go even deeper with that idea. Imagine you're living a life filled with disappointment, sadness, unfulfilled dreams, physical tiredness or pain, discontent with your career or social circles you've chosen. Those feelings can hold you in a crumpled, low, and disempowered posture. The great news is, yes, I'm going to give you a pick-me-up. While feelings can affect your posture can also affect your feelings. You can really shift into a confident, energized, and happier state of mind by simply adjusting your posture. If you allow your breath to flow through you and calm your nervous system, if you allow the balance of your physical self to float and expand, you can use your body to help stabilize and balance out your emotional state. And there's the line, you guys, right there. You can use your body to help stabilize and balance out your emotional state. With regular practice, barefoot balance can actually reestablish your well-being. Now, surely I had walking down pat, right? I not only had decades of good old-fashioned walking experience, I even thought I might have an edge, seeing as I had taken modeling lessons, been up on the runway a few times, and repeatedly practiced both in high-heeled and fashion footwear struts. Again, no suspense here. I did not know how to walk, at least not in a way that generated and circulated a life force through me with every step. Oh, I just love that. You guys, honestly, generated again and circulated a life force through me, through you, with every step, in a way that positioned my heart to beam out love and prepare me to be in a state ready for receiving. A way to walk that positioned my eyes so that I would see the world's beauty as I made a connection with Mother Nature and other beautiful creatures. I know I just painted quite a picture there, and it's exactly how I feel. Do you know, I want to pause here. And that's what I do. I kind of check in and go, gosh, I need a little bit more power here. I'm kind of feeling crumpled or weak or sad or tired or low, or I'm missing something. I'm not present. And what I do is I immediately go, whoa, I got to check my posture. Am I in alignment? Oh, is my chin up? Is it pointing towards the ground? What about my hips? Are they in alignment here? Am I doing myself any disservice by, you know, sticking my butt out too far, arching my back, or pulling it in? I mean, there's a way you can just absolutely align your body to give you power. It's like plugging yourself in, right? Plug yourself in, get some power, right? Well, I'm just going to take this last minute before the commercial just to sit there, because when we return from the commercial break, I am going to continue reading my chapter. Hopefully you can already,
best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio.
Are you considering starting your own podcast? Do you have a book or other content you'd like to share with a worldwide audience? Give your book a voice. Hello, I'm Lisa Berry, host of Light on Living here on Om Times Radio. Myself and Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform, help people like you produce your very own radio show. At Podcast Prosperity, we help you create your show and recirculate your content for multimedia impact. Through creation and launch, we give you the support and mentorship you need and help you create the influence, income, and impact that you desire. Contact us at lightonliving.com, Podcast Prosperity.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, guys. I'm glad that commercial came on. That was such a perfect commercial to come on about social distancing and what's going on, because as we jump back into talking about barefoot balance and posture, one of the best times for me to be practicing all of my wonderful stacking stance and posture has been because I've been standing in so many lines. And, you know, you're standing there for a while, you think, oh, I could practice this now. So I've had, you know, I can look at it like this is a great opportunity to be consciously practicing my posture in all these lines. So hopefully you can take that with you. And next time you have to stand in a line, you can go, that's okay, because I'm going to be practicing my posture and stacking stance. So guys, you're here with me on Light on Living. My name's Lisa Berry. I'm so glad you've tuned in because I'm reading today my very own chapter that's been published. I would like to invite you, if you would like your own copy of this chapter and the entire book, because it's awesome. I can't wait to read it all and interview all the authors. But I believe it's $2.49, give or take on that one. I gotta check. On Amazon, because you can get your own ebook. And I'm inviting you to go pick up your own copy. And I'll tell you why I'm really, really, I'm inviting you to do that one. Because, oh gosh, do I ever love anthologies? I love compilations. I love regular full-size books. But having a chapter and being able to like jump into an entire story from start to finish and get some kind of antidote, some kind of guidance, some kind of tips and lessons in this, you know, 10, 15 minutes, even if you're a slow reader, take your time. I mean, this is like a bite-sized chunk of guidance and help. That's what I often find. It's like almost like life coaching in a book. So head on over to Amazon and then grab that. Where else can you get? Yeah, I'll put the link somewhere. You can find me on my Facebook page, and I know there's a couple links there. But it is called What's Balance Got to Do With It? And it's by Heather Andrews. She's our publisher and awesome woman in this world. And you'll find my chapter, which I'm reading right now to you, Barefoot Balance. I do want to say this too. If you would love the chapter, but you just can't, whatever reason, you can't afford it, you can't log on, you can't do something, I would happily send you my chapter for free as well as a gift. And if you want to just message me and let me know, Lisa, I would really love your chapter. You know what? I can just email it to you and you can enjoy it and have your own copy as you kind of go through. All right. I don't want to leave anybody out. I want to make sure everybody can get this. So I'm going to continue reading this. And this part of the chapter is called Repouring My Foundation. In order to regain my balance on an energetic level, I needed to get a grip on how I was living my everyday life, right down to my very structural position. My daily life was filling up with so many little things that upset me or made me unhappy that they were beginning to have a negative impact on me. Showing up for a session, wait, I missed a line. I'm sorry. We're beginning to have a negative impact on me. A pimple one day, my car not starting the next, a client not showing up for a session, the internet connection going down. I'm laughing at that one right now. Bills coming in left, right, and center. A fight with my boyfriend. Well, these are normal everyday occurrences. Yeah, for sure. But I was dealing with them negatively. I wasn't coming from a place of self-love. In fact, I was being really hard on myself, even kind of mean. I called myself ugly when I had that pimple. I felt poor because I had an older car. I felt disrespected when a client missed a session. I got angry and started ridiculous explanations for my internet problems. And I didn't feel worthy of love when I had a fight with my guy. But it wasn't just the little things that were adding up. You see, back in 2009, my God, it's like 11 years ago, I was on my 15th attempt at making a home in less than 10 years. Stability seemed impossible for me. My life had become positively anorexic as the bags I lugged around with me got lighter and lighter with every move. I figured that the less stuff I had, the more I could control it and the less I would have to lose. And by extension, the less I would be hurt. But that kind of weightlessness isn't grounded and doesn't feel safe. Here I was, published writer, regular television guest and contributor, as well as an established holistic nutritionist and a life coach. But I was lonely, hopeless, and depressed. There was no om in my life. I had pinched myself off and was so far out of balance that stability, connection, and happiness were light years away, if not totally out of reach. I had been hiding, shrinking away, hunching my shoulders to protect my heart, bowing my head down from the feeling of brokenness, helplessness, and depression. My disconnection showed in my posture. Well, slowly, I began to identify with the idea of having nothing but myself. But along the way, it came to the dichotomy of enjoying the freedom while suffering and mourning each move like a death and failure. Well, selfish, withdrawn, and scared, I pulled away from everything. Simultaneously, I desperately and fruitlessly tried to grasp for anything that might offer a sense of control. It became clear that I would have to gain true control over my life to serve my highest self, which I could sense was in me still somewhere I knew was there. During that dark period, I'm not sure I believed that I'd ever see the light. And when I say see the light, I'm referring to my own light. I was so dim. I was so sad. There was no joy and no ray of light or life beaming from me. And what I soon learned is that it wasn't a vicious circle that I was stuck in. It was, in fact, a long, ugly chain of negative emotions all linked together in a straight line. I needed to start reforging it into a beautiful, loving chain, one link at a time. A belief is a thought that we've repeated so many times in our minds that we've come to accept it as truth. We now operate or act from that belief, you know, your thought. I went back to basics and realized that by starting my day off in a slouch, a defeated stance, an uninspired, reclusive posture, I was more likely to respond to everything in my life with that corresponding attitude. So I went for it. I put into practice the daily habit of barefoot balance. Every day, I started out standing tall, feeling firm and confident, allowing the effortless flow of breath to come and go so I could give and receive. I wish I had learned this practice so much earlier in my life. I'm going to pause right there for a minute, guys. That used to be so difficult for me to share, because I think it was still so close. You know, as you heard the date there, that was like 11 years, a decade ago. And so much has happened since I learned that. And I remember this, you know, it's funny, that yoga session, I remember, you know, when I read that line, guys, about I could still see there's a little glimmer of light there, but it's the light that was inside of me. And that's what I want you to recognize, to see in yourself. It might not be bright, maybe it's dim, but the light inside of you guys, like, where is it inside of you? And just to focus on it and know that the more you go to it, the more you feel it and highlight it, it does get brighter. And I'm so glad that I had that teeny tiny little bit of light there, because what happened was, I remember I was reading, I don't know if it was Facebook or a Kijiji ad or something, I don't know. And this yoga instructor, she was, like I said, very tricky little spot to get through downtown Toronto. So traffic is really hard there. And, you know, she's offering a whole month free of yoga. So I thought, oh my gosh, I could have like my group yoga. Mind you, I was the only one that went or took it up. So I got private lessons, but I did have to, you know, I didn't have to pay money, but you know, just the gas and the time. It was a lot of time to do, but you know, I was so happy that I invested that into myself. And I remember thinking, wow, I did not know how to stand. Literally, guys, I did not know how to stand or walk. And I didn't realize the importance of it. And that's why sharing this chapter with you and having, like, walking through this with you guys to share, like, what you can do and how you can really make a huge impact and change your life. I'm very happy to say that my life looks extremely different than it did 10 years ago. The joy that's inside of me can just seriously beam out. And we've got to give it that vessel so that it can, like, really love the vessel and how it's postured and how it stands and how it walks and how it moves so that we can share that. It just feels really good when you share it. So I'm going to continue sharing, sharing the chapter. And this section is called From Dim, Your Dim Light, to Shiny. Well, what helped me to harness that very sense of believing I could indeed step into my highest power was the inspiration I received from the uplifters, the teachers, the role models I found on the internet, and that 90-minute yoga session where I learned how to stand on my own two feet with my entire body and soul. My focal point, like my goal, was no longer to find the right home or the right relationship. It was to nurture, grow, and experience life in the now. Piercing through my darkness and shining light on what could become my stable and trusted path was my connection to my Om, my sacred Om, where all things I manifested began in vibrational form. That is so, so important for you guys. Your sacred Om, you know, where all things that you manifest, and they begin in the vibrational form. I wanted to share with you guys at Om, because you listen to Om Times Radio. Om is the most elemental vibration and has one origin of being a seed sound, where all things manifested began in vibrational form and continue to contain that frequency. And just think about that. When you begin something with a frequency and you manifest things from it, it contains the original frequency. So if you're all hard on yourself or like mean to yourself or in disbelief that you even can do something and just all that disempowering kind of that's gonna be in there, you know, that frequency, that element. So really important that when you are creating something, because you create every day, you are creating your life every day, that you carry with you the frequency that you want. That you, it will show up, that shows up in your life, because that's what happens. that's so important to me. I love sharing that with you guys. So I could never have seen it coming. In a single moment, with one breakthrough, my life changed in a big positive way for the second time. I learned how to stand. I learned how to be. I learned how to allow life force to flow through me and to feel energized at the same time. The breakthrough I experienced was a realization that what I needed was choice and responsibility for my highest self. Like, oh my God, guys, like seriously, that was it. I needed choice and responsibility for my highest self. And that was how that started with how I stood physically, what I stood for personally. That's big. And how easily I could do both when I was aligned with my inner self. Do you guys get that? You stand for things. You stand for what you believe in, how you feel, what you think, your actions. You're standing for that. You are representing that as you stand. This connection between our physical bodies and our emotional states, when balanced, is truly, truly effortless. It's weightless and it's pleasurable. Like, I love standing. I know it's all funny. I'll go to people's houses or parties and stuff. And they go, oh, you want to sit down? Do you want to sit down? And especially after I've been driving for a while, I definitely don't. But it's just really fun to stand. You say a lot. You say a lot by how you stand. You could be so welcome and inviting, or you can be standoffish. See, get all these fun little puns, a little play on words here. Standoffish. I have not yet thought of that one. So thank you, guys. So I'm going to go into the stacking stance. Well, let me just read a little bit about it and we'll get you started because we still have enough time for commercials. The stacking stance. So what the heck is a stacking stance? I've been talking about it on the live. I've been talking it on the show. What is it? Okay, well, here we go. Stacking stance. I'd love for you to experience it. And here is an easy exercise that you can try. I call this the stacking stance. Did you ever play with blocks? Stacking one block on top of another to build the highest tower that you could. And not all the pieces were the same size, but you found that you could lean one block a little this way and shift another block a little that way. Do you remember that your first grounding foundational block was always centered? What about the monkey chain game? You guys remember the monkey chain game? Like, they're all colorful and they're plastic and they have like scoopy arms. Well, that first monkey always had to be secure as he swung about. Do you remember that on the little cardboard tin? Yeah, always put the little monkey there with his arm first. Well, you know, finding the center in your own physical balance can also help you to experience effortless, powerful, and trustworthy balance in your mental and emotional areas of life. I am going to tell you these steps on that after commercial break, but because I've got 2 minutes. But I want to talk to you about trust. You guys remember that game, right? I don't know that I've done this, to be honest with you, where you trust someone to catch you as you fall backwards, or that you're going to catch somebody. I always think, oh my God, I don't want, like, I'm trustworthy that I have full intention of catching somebody. I just really don't know that I could catch somebody. I want to make sure of that. So that's complete side note. But your own trust about yourself. Would you catch yourself? Can you catch yourself? Do you believe that you catch yourself? Trust is huge to have in yourself. It's where you want it. It's the place to have it. You know, a lot of people say, do you don't trust me? Well, actually, I don't either trust or mistrust anyone, because actually it's not about them. It is about me. And it's about you guys for yourselves. That trust in yourself is what's carrying you through life. Trust that you can handle anything. Hey, you don't know how, but you know you can. You don't know how long maybe it'll take you to get through things, but you know you will. This trust is such a deep, balanced state. To have balance, to know that, you know what, you're going to make some mistakes. That's actually how you grow. And to trust that you will come from a place that is going to best serve you. Let's say you're not. If you're not coming from a place that best serves you, you know that too. Hey, I trust that you will know when you are doing something that you know is not best. Hey, at least you can say that. You have a trust in yourself. You know what you're doing. The stacking stance, though it's a physical thing and a positioning, it's a part of the equation. It's a part of this big puzzle. And it's just a tool that you can use to help you. And so I'm going to sneak away to commercial, but when we come back, I promise you, I will immediately go through these steps so you can find out exactly how to do the stacking stance for yourself and begin this trustworthy process.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on Om Times Radio.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hey guys, welcome back. You're listening to Light on Living here with Lisa Berry, and my guest is me. My guest is me, myself, and my chapter, as I'm reading from the book, What's Balance Got to Do with It? Heather Andrews has compiled this awesome, awesome, fun compilation anthology book, and I'm so happy to have one of my chapters in it. It's called Barefoot Balance, Getting a Grip on What Serves You. And through the month of July and August, every first and third Monday, dropping it down to two a month, we're going to be interviewing some of the other authors that are in this book as well. And we get to talk about their fun chapter and what balance is to them and how they achieved it and got it and get through it and how they found out what that meant to them. So before I left the break and during the live and the whole show, I've been talking up this stacking stance. Oh, hello? Hello? I think I'm good to go here. I'm online. Alrighty. Okay, and so as I've been doing this big buildup, this stacking stance. Now, how this really came to be, I'm actually sharing with you what the parts I've actually learned during that yoga session. And the only thing I've shifted and I've changed a little bit from what I was learning then, because what it was is we started out, I was learning sun salutations. And I know that every yoga person in the world is like, yeah, I remember those. I do those are fun. And they are great. So if after you've mastered the stacking stance, I will refer you to doing sun salutations and moon salutations. They're just awesome. And the only thing I did change was the positioning of the feet a little bit on that, because that's a different foot stance. So on this one, and you can get this in my chapter, I've got these all laid out. So as I said, you can either grab your own copy of the book or message me and I will send you this chapter, because I want you guys to, or I'll send you a copy of the book. How about that? So here we go. First thing is get barefoot. Can you imagine that? On barefoot balance. So get barefoot is the first thing. Comfortably plant your feet on the ground about hip width apart and balance with a little more weight in the heels than the toes. Right? Because we don't want you leaning forward. Just feel nice and comfortable, nice and planted in those heels. Tilt your pelvis slightly by tucking in your tush. You will feel the relief on your lower back, like right there. That already feels good, because I'm doing this with you guys right now. Pull back your shoulders to open up the chest and heart area. And stand nice and tall so you're not bending forward or backward. Now, really the key was you're lowering your shoulders, but imagine that the muscles in your back are pulling the shoulder blades down as opposed to you forcing them down from the top. You want to be really strongly pulling them down using your back muscles and holding them there. Pull your shoulder blades and drop your shoulders away from the ears. That's the biggest thing. You want to make sure there's distance between your ears and shoulders. Now, as you're standing there, tighten your quadriceps, your thigh muscles, as if you're pulling them up off of your kneecaps, like a string, like you're just pulling them off your knees. Tighten them right up. This is an amazing feeling. I'll tell you, a lot of us, we get a little lazy in our front thighs there because we're sitting or not using them, and they literally can feel like they're going to be folding over your knees. So you want to lift them off your kneecaps. Number 7, soften your face muscles, especially your forehead and jaw. Relax your eyes and eyelids to a low gaze, but leave them slightly opened. Actually, I said that. Leave them open slightly. Find the balancing point of your head on your neck. This is a fun one. Let it wobble around, right, until it feels like it's floating. I really want you to do this with me. When you find that, like, I kind of like just like let it roll around, like a golf ball is about to go in the hole, and this goes vroom vroom, and it kind of circles around until it finally goes in. And literally can feel this, like you could just learn where that balancing point is of your neck so that your head just literally feels like it's floating. Almost like you can imagine there is a string on the top of your head holding it up. It literally feels like that. Once you're in that standing position, I want you to exhale. Exhale, exhale, exhale. And then slowly breathe in your nose and out through your mouth as if you were blowing through a straw. Here's the thing. As you exhale, you can do it however many times you want, because I'm going to be talking now, but expel all your air until you feel your abdominal, like your tummy muscles engage, like, whoo, you push it out, right? And then when you do that and you go, and you feel it tighten, hold that contracted position until you breathe in your next breath comfortably. I just really want you to engage and get the power going, get the core kind of warmed up and woken up. Warmed up and woken up, because that's actually what's going to help you with this effortless stacking stance. So now, as you're standing there, as your arms are down, your hands are down by your sides, notice the blood drain from your arms to fill your fingertips. And then I had to write this, that have most likely been elevated all day while working, because I know hold my phone up in the air so much. So my arm goes numb and my hand goes numb, and it just feels good to just let them hang, let the blood flow get back there. It literally, that's another weightless kind of feeling, all this blood flowing, it's tension releasing. Now, as you find yourself stacked beautifully, you'll simply be in pure balanced form, effortlessly erect and exerting minimal energy. You can enjoy this peaceful posture for a few moments and as often as you can. Now, those are the steps, but I am going to just sit here with this for a minute. This is a super important like exercise to do. Because my biggest thing for me, I would love for you to share with me, if you want to message me, let me know, pop on my Facebook page there, Lisa Berry, and let me know that during the stacking stance, what was the biggest shift for you that you felt like, wow, okay, a lot of people might say, yeah, it was my shoulders. They were totally up at my ears. I needed to put them down. Or, wow, I never thought about using my back muscles to pull down, anchor those shoulder blades in. That was a big one for me, for sure. My biggest one was that tilt, tucking my tush in and relieving the pressure off my back. I realized that I was putting so much pressure on my lower back that it wasn't having a good posture. Now, what happens, guys, I have to tell you this. When we throw our posture and we're not having a proper stacking stance, it is hard work to stand. Like, it hurts, right? It's a hard work and your muscles are doing different things. You might go up on a hip versus the other hip. So, you know, you can throw it out of whack. But one of the things I notice most people have this is if they don't have their posture in their spine and their back, their lower back there, the lower abdominal muscles get loose. They get loosey-goosey and they pop out. And they pop out in the wrong way. And what happens is when we weaken those lower abdominal muscles, first of all, you're not going to like that. That's not an attractive look. But it's more that you feel led by your gut, like your guts are leading you. Digestion is hard. Constipation or diarrhea can happen. It's like, you're throwing your whole pelvic floor and that's your center, right? You want to center your core. So you really want to, as you align these and stack them in a weird way, you are working those tiny muscles inside more, but it's effortless. They're stacked. But you have a straighter posture and you're allowing your breath to really come in. And when you're blowing it out, you're blowing out more air. You're getting rid of stale air. Get rid of that yucky stale air. That's old. We've used it. It's great. Thanks for coming in air, but now you're out and it's time to get new air in. And you can do this so much more efficiently when you have this flow, this more room. Okay. So just to finish this chapter part here, it's coming back to life. Learning to stand barefoot was absolutely the perfect place for me to start harnessing my feelings of groundedness, connection, and more importantly, safety. It gave me back my balance, allowed me to feel the gifts locked inside of me. My barefoot balance brought me back to life. The way that balance has impacted life so far for me is that it had secured and steadied me for almost 10 years now. Well, now it's been a while, 11. Now in the same home, my sacred home, which is always with me and always welcomes company. Barefoot balance has supported my heart's balance. That's the key, guys. Support your heart's balance. That's the number one thing that matters. When I learned in that first yoga lesson, What I learned in that first yoga lesson was that balance is a person's perfect state of being, one that is effortless and allows flow, one that feels good, even pleasurable. Allow your authentic state of being to shine through. Explore which core values and beliefs might be in conflict with each other and which ones are serving you so you can live a life as your highest, best self. Use the stacking stance to experience your barefoot balance and feel the ease with which opportunities arise for you to create and rejuvenate and create a rejuvenated and balanced life. That was the important thing there too, is, okay, why did I, you know, like you're thinking, okay, core values and which ones are, you know, what beliefs are in conflict? You know what? The biggest thing was my posture said it all. Like, now I can recognize it from others. If my core value is to be happy and inspired and take responsibility, like at the very beginning of the chapter about choice and responsibility, but I'm letting the world push me around. I'm letting others control, you know, what my agenda looks like. Sorry, my schedule look like, and my actions of what I'm saying yes to and what I'm doing. My posture is going to be all crumpled and showing that conflict. My posture is going to highlight and show the world that I'm in conflict, inner conflict. And that takes a lot of energy. And I don't want to give my energy up to that. And it's so interesting when you look at so if you're in your stacking stance, feel what part of you just opened up. Like I mentioned, you know, where was that made the biggest shift for you? Was there an emotion that came out for you, highlighted? Did something come up? Like, yeah, because, you know, whenever I'm in this meeting or that with that person or doing this thing, I always take this position, this posture, and I don't like it. And it's not where I want to be. I'm not being present in it because I don't like it. Does it go with what I'm doing? I'm frustrated. I don't feel like I have power of choice. So this, like, we can really dive in here. Actually, you know what? I'm going to open that up right there. Right now, I'm going to put out an invitation. If you would like a session, if you'd like a private session with me, and you want to work on your stacking stance, and we can go through the life coachable moments, what your posture is showing you, you know what? Message me and we'll figure out what that would look like. I would love to help anybody out with that. We can use a stacking stance as part of that. As I wrap up the chapter here in these last few minutes, the big lessons learned for me here was how we stand reflects how we are feeling in the moment. Our posture tells a story, a tale of attitude, beliefs, daily practices, and connections. Oh, huge thing. If something's not connected properly, oh my gosh. You know, I've had so many little tweaked muscles here and there, you know, and that's a telltale sign for sure. So connections, if you're feeling disconnected from the world or situation or your career path or your mission or your goal, let's check that physical body. What is it saying? A second lesson, we can use our awareness of our physical presentation and use its power to remain in balance. There's just exactly what we're saying, using it, right? I like that, physical presentation. How's your presentation today? Well, you know, my physical presentation went really well today. I love that. And number three, as we become clearer on what serves us, on what feels good and is effortless for our bodies, our goals become much easier to define as well as achieve. God, I just feel like I just gave you like superhero powers there, right? Number four, to be outstanding, we need to stand out by living with passion. Standing in a balanced and grounded manner supports our hearts and promotes our breathing, breath work. It also keeps us stable and unshaken. I actually said that wrong with such power. Unshakable. I love unshakable. All right. And finally, our mindset tips. Mindset tips. I better say that slowly. Number one, posture affects mindset and states. The world throws stuff at us all day long. And self-correction is us choosing a better way. I love that, guys. Honestly, self-correction is us choosing a better way. It's okay to do your own self-corrections. That's you. Oh, I love it. You're in such a choice point, like strength place. Yes. Number two, do regular posture checks. To what? To what? What are we doing them for? To empower, to love, to nurture, and to motivate yourself. Like seriously, wow. We're going to empower, love, nurture, and motivate ourselves by doing these posture checks. Number three, get back on track with your goals and or get back into alignment with your beliefs by adjusting your posture. Awesome. Like, oh guys, I'm just loving this. I love this. Number four, to restore energy and lift spirits. Super easy. What are we going to do? Lift your head. Lift your head so your chin is parallel to the ground and look up. Look up. You're going to see so many different things, guys. Number five, to lessen stress and anxiety. Drop those shoulders. Breathe deeply and slowly. I use this all the time. And it's not from stress and anxiety. I get excited. I have this excitement that just can swirl up so much that it causes that anxiety. It's not anxiety. It's just so much excitement in my little body that I just go, oh my God, I got to breathe. I got to breathe. So breath and slow breathing. And number six, to relieve overwhelm. I feel like I read this. I don't know if I did, but now I'm gonna say it again. To relieve overwhelm, tuck in your tush and tighten your abdominals to relieve low back pressure. You know, when you feel like the weight of the world is on you, you're carrying it on your back, you know what? Give your back a break. And you know what? Oh, I'm gonna throw this tip in here too, because I believe I have time. If you are unable to do all this right now, you're maybe not strong enough. Maybe it's just not comfortable. Lie down on the floor. Lie down on something flat and firm that supports you. It will put you in this thing. Your back, you might have to wiggle around with, get some cushions to help you out and support you. But that's actually a really neat way to flatten your back and your shoulders out. So stand against the wall. Your tush might be in the way there. Got to tuck it in, which is good. But use your posture. I've had so much fun reading and sharing this chapter with you guys and just some stories and letting you know about the upcoming events for the summer. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here and share this time with you. I think I've given so many invitations to this show. I can't even get them all straight. I've invited you to tune into the show all summer long on the first and third Mondays of the month, 12 p.m. Eastern. As always, we're going to be doing the book, What's Balance Got to Do With It, first and third Mondays. And my Facebook Lives just before the show at 11, so an hour beforehand. I've invited you to go check out and purchase the book if you want to, What's Balance Got to Do With It, off Amazon. And if you cannot for any reason, but you would like it, to reach out to me and message me and just say, I would like that. And finally, I'm giving you a big invitation to do your stacking stance every day. Let me know how it goes. Just enjoy it. Feel empowered. Feel the beauty. Open your heart and enjoy effortless standing and barefoot balance. Thanks, you guys. Sending you so much light and love. Okay, bye.